Stick It with Mr. Biggs is made possible by listeners like you. To support the show, go to askmrbiggs.com/support.
Stick It.
Hey, folks, we're back.
It's a Stick It.
It's time once again.
Mr. Biggs.
It's time once again for another episode.
I'm thinking about setting the theme to some lyrics, Roger. I'm thinking about jazzing it up a little bit. What do you think?
I think that's a good idea. I'd like to hear what you come up with.
So far, I got this part. Stick It with Mr. Biggs.
Okay. Well,
Something like that.
That's a good start. I like that.
I'll work on it. We'll come back to that. It's a podcast about glues and adhesives. Here we are to answer your questions on Stick It with Mr. Biggs.
Stick It
with Mr. Biggs. And here he is once again. The man, the myth, the man with all the knowledge about all the glues, about all the adhesives, about all the bonding materials. It's Mr. Biggs.
All right. That was awkward, and thank you, Roger.
Yep.
I appreciate that introduction.
Yep.
You like it?
Listen, don't worry about that. I'm going to be fine.
What are you saying? It's not comfortable?
That
chair easily has twice as much padding as the one you used to have. In fact, you could say it has too much padding.
Listen, just let me step in really quickly, and I don't want to take too much time on this. But during the last episode, when I mentioned the chair and the discomfort, I had a particularly grueling mall walking session that day. I had a group of 7 seniors with me, and all of them were just taken off in different directions. I had to, you know, go to Mrs. Whitley, who kept rolling over to the Cinnabon store, and I had Mr. Jacobs, who kept banging on the Hot Topic cage and saying,
"What is this?
I fought in Korea, you punks! I fought in Korea." He kept yelling that, and you know,
Roger, it's a simple question: do you like the chair or do you not like the chair?
The chair's fine. The chair's good.
Okay, all right. Well, next time you go hanging out with old ladies, which, by the way, is a little strange. Just keep in mind that we're talking about glues, adhesives, tapes, things like that.
Right.
We're not talking about strange anecdotes about your weird obsession with the octogenarians. I don't understand it. I've never understood it. And frankly, I think that it makes everyone a little uncomfortable to have you just talk at length about all the time you spend down at the rec center with the ladies.
It just doesn't
look good, Roger. People talk. People talk.
It's just a volunteer activity. I think it's, you know, that's how people, one of the many ways that people know me here in the Tri-County area is.
You expect me to believe that you don't get anything out of these relationships? Nothing whatsoever?
Yes.
I ain't buying it, Roger. I don't buy it one bit. Wouldn't buy that for a nickel.
Well, on that note, why don't we step in and start this podcast with
some breaking news.
Breaking news. Yes.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
On Stick It with Mr. Biggs, we take a news story where something got busted. We tell you how to fix it. And today, Dateline Ohio Falls, Idaho. 2 suspects are facing charges after a police chase through Idaho Falls. It ended after the suspects crashed into Edith Riggs' home. Edith says, quote, "I was afraid someone had broken in," Riggs said.
Sure.
"I heard dishes flying and breaking, and I was back in the far bedroom. So I came out into the living room, and all the cop cars were out here. Then we got to looking at the damage," Riggs said. "My microwave was halfway off the counter, and the dishes were broke, and my favorite coffee cup."
Hmm.
The wall of bricks on the ground, the fence broken, and the kitchen's drywall and floorboards are damaged. I'm still a little bit jittery. I couldn't believe it. It was unbelievable, Edith Riggs said, seeming to go on and on, complaining about some guy hitting her house with his speeding car.
Pretty exciting night for Miss Riggs.
Poor Edith had to go without coffee this morning because she lost her favorite coffee cup, according to that long, rambling story.
Right.
I don't understand how you spend so much time with the elderly, Roger, because they talk like this. They go on and on.
Well, not a lot of them can't really. A lot of them can't really hear.
So we're gonna tell Edith how to stick it.
Stick it.
We're gonna get that favorite coffee cup of hers back and work in order again.
You've got solution with a glue.
My glolution.
I'm sorry. You what?
Did that not make sense? I was afraid when I said it that people might not understand what I meant. What I'm trying to say is I have a solution to fix it involving glue, and I called it a glolution. Like solution and glue, but they both have the oo sound, so you kind of smash them together. What's the word for that? When you smash two words that sound similar together and you make a new word?
Is there a word for that? There's two words.
There's a word for that.
Word smash?
We're going to call it a glolution.
Okay.
I have a glolution for you there, Edith. We're going to take your coffee cup and we're going to get all the pieces you can. Just go ahead and rummage through the wreckage of your broken, destroyed life that this man has taken from you by smashing his car during a police chase through your home. Try to find all the chips and pieces of the mug. The large pieces will be easy because it'll have broken pieces of your grandchildren's faces probably looking up at you through the rubble from the shattered coffee mug.
Yeah. Lot of rubble, so it's going to be tough.
Yeah.
Maybe even impossible.
So when her caregiver comes by and looks at all that rubbish that used to be her beautiful home, you can say, hey, Edith, just get all the broken shards of coffee cup up off the ground and let's go mall walking together. Come on, you got to get your circulation moving, you old biddy. So after you've gathered as many broken shards of that ridiculous coffee mug, you're going to try to piece them back together puzzle style. Using some epoxy putty this time. I don't believe. Have we talked about epoxy putty before, Roger?
No, we have not.
Oh, this is good stuff. The Milliput epoxy putty is, you've got one putty that's your hardener and one putty that's your resin. And then when you mix the two together, kind of like you were playing with a Play-Doh and you're mixing the colors together, you keep twisting it in your hands and eventually you've got a putty that is pliable and can be used to fix the cracks, fill in some of the areas that might be missing. You can blend the cracks together with a damp sponge. Just smooth it out and fit all those pieces together. If you've got missing pieces, you can actually form together using the Milliput epoxy putty and just kind of recreate the coffee mug, the favorite coffee mug of yours.
Wow. Sounds pretty space-age impressive. That's amazing.
Oh, it's not. When it is done, it is going to look like a piece of garbage that you won't ever be able to get rid of at the rummage sale. But I'm assuming that she said it was her favorite coffee mug, so it's important to her. So we're concerned about Edith's well-being in this case.
Okay.
We're not worried about resale value because there is none.
No
one else is going to want your mug, Edith.
It's got sentimental value.
Old people keep lots of weird stuff for weird reasons.
True.
Large amounts of old newspapers and fast food containers. Boxes filled with nothing for no reason. If you find yourself looking at the mug and it's got some chips, Roger, you ever grab a coffee mug and you bring it to your lips and you feel like a little chip in the mug, maybe along the rim of the mug? It's distracting.
It
detracts away from the coffee drinking experience.
And they always wind up right where your mouth needs to be when you're drinking.
What I'm going to ask Edith to do is grab some of your clear nail polish from your beauty satchel, wherever you keep your nail polishes.
Hopefully that wasn't part of the damage. She didn't lose her beauty supplies in the incident.
Well, in the news story, Edith complained about an awful lot of stuff, and she did not mention whether or not her manicure kit was affected. Let's work under the assumption that she still has some clear nail polish.
Sure.
You can use the clear nail polish to dab it on the chips on the rim of the coffee mug, and that will smooth it out and make it so it's not so rough and distracting when you're trying to drink your coffee in the morning.
Now, could this solution also be used for anybody anywhere that's got a chip on the rim of their coffee mug, and they could put it there and problem solved? I mean, because that's a pretty...
Roger, the whole point of this podcast, Stick It with Mr. Bates, is to offer solutions to problems that have universal application and appeal. So,
okay.
Yeah, anybody listening could use the same process.
It's
if
not...
you got a chip in your coffee mug, you can use some clear nail polish, or better yet, you could use some UV cure casting resin and put a little bit of dab of that. That's even better, because that's going to be rock hard after you whip out your UV laser or perhaps a UV curing bulb, which do not shine that in your eyes. It will completely destroy your vision. But I'm guessing Edith probably doesn't have much of that left anyway.
Right.
Here's what you can do. If you don't have a UV laser, put some of the UV cure casting resin on the chips, set it out in the front yard in the sun, direct sunlight, has plenty of UV light in it, and that will be plenty to cure the resin, and will cover up all those chips. Good as new! Well, not good as new. It's still a broken, chipped-up coffee mug.
Right, which, you know, I think we all know that the cup probably wasn't in really very good shape to begin with. All she cares about is getting it back together and, you know, making the best.
Yeah, there's no resale value in this ridiculous stuff that you insist on holding on to, these shreds of a life that once was, Edith. You got to move on. Put on your walking shoes and head on over to the mall.
Right.
With your Roger or whoever it is you have. Do you have anybody, Edith? Is there anybody left? Anybody?
Well, listen. Miss Riggs lives in another town, but I'm sure there's a mall near her that is happy to open their doors at 7 a.m. so elderly mall walkers from all over the town can get together and walk the, up and down the mall corridors.
Well, she's got some cleaning up to do before she wastes your time with ridiculous activities like walking around a Cinnabon over and over again. She's got floorboards to fix and drywall to repair, Roger. But we're starting with the coffee mug because nothing starts the day like a good cup of Joe.
Right, and we can deal with the floorboards and drywall on another episode of...
Breaking News!
Stick It with Mr. Biggs.
Stick It.
Yeah.
It's a tough story there with Miss Riggs having a car drive.
Oh, Roger, come on. You and the old people again. Don't worry so much. Leave them be. You're henpecking them. Leave them alone. Nobody needs to spend that much time with old people.
We're getting, we're training some corgis right now. We got a little team of corgis that Trish is fostering, and we're going to train the corgis to visit the folks down at the Westchester care facility, Westchester Manor, and Trish is going to bring the corgis down there and put some smiles on faces.
Yeah, you're going to do that, and that's fine. That's a good thing. That's a good thing you're doing. Hey, listen, would you mind grabbing the mail sack and move this along a little bit?
Can
Grab
do.
The mail sack, Roger.
Can do. I got my hands on the sack right now. We're going to open it up. And
we ask the people, send us an email at bigscast@gmail.com and send me your questions about glues and adhesives.
And here we go. The sack is open. And
are you okay, Roger?
Out comes another.
Are you all right, Roger? Are you all right?
Email. Hey now. Email.
Oh, I see what you're doing. You're trying to do the intro with your mouth again.
Well, I mean, I'm
Hey, Roger.
We're gonna
Roger. Hey, Roger.
Yeah.
That doesn't work.
We're gonna
It's distracting to listen to. It takes me out of the moment, and the listeners are confused.
I was hoping that in post-production we could add a few effects and make it really zing.
Nah, I don't think so. Yeah, don't do that. Just read the email.
All right. Please, Mr. Postman, we've got an email that says, "Hey, dear Stick It Biggs. A minor one-car traffic incident has occurred out on a semi-remote two-lane highway near my home. Looks as if the anonymous driver veered off the road a bit and clipped a road sign. And the sign was bent and broken, too. Now, as a good citizen, I thought I would fix the sign and re-erect it.
Yeah.
Once I hammer the metal post straight, I'll need to reconnect the two post parts. What adhesive product can best handle this task?" And this is from, this is from Kevin. And it says here, city and state withheld. Kevin.
All right. So allow me to get this straight. Kevin saw a car accident on a highway by his house.
Well,
and he doesn't know who the guy is, but he wants to go and fix the sign that the guy hit.
Looks that way. It says, minor one-car accident. One-car traffic incident has occurred. I'm assuming that he sent this email shortly after it happened. That's what it sounds like.
I don't understand why he finds it necessary to go fix the sign himself. Something's not passing the turtle sniff test on this one, Roger.
Well, maybe
I'm smelling a little bit of cheese.
If it's late at night, maybe the local municipal traffic signage department of traffic welfare department is they're not operating. In the middle
but that doesn't mean they're never going to operate again. I mean, eventually they're going to come out and fix the sign. Why does he find it necessary for him to go out and fix this sign that this drunk guy hit? Doesn't make any sense. Why would you do that?
Well, he does say that he's a good citizen. He's a good citizen, so he wants to go fix it.
All right. Well, suit yourself. All right. So you got a sign that was bent and broken.
Right.
All right, so let's see. What can we use for this? You got a metal? Is it a metal post? He said bent, so I'm guessing it's a metal post.
You know those highway signs are usually like a heavy. I don't know what you call them. Metal.
I don't know. Every sign that I've ever hit, I usually leave the scene, and then a couple of days later, you drive by again, and someone's already fixed it. I never thought that there would be some. Highway sign vigilante coming out and fixing signs under the cover of darkness.
Well, maybe there are folks like Kevin around that kind of do that as a, kind of a citizens brigade that goes out and does good deeds like that.
There is a reason we pay taxes, Roger. We pay people to do this. He's taking jobs away from people that need it. I mean, they need to be out there filling potholes and whatnot, but anyway, if you're dead set on fixing this guy's sign, that he busted up. So you go want the pole that the sign is on to be as straight as possible. So make sure you get that nice and straight. And I don't know, are you bringing tools? Does a sign vigilante bring tools?
Well, it sounds like he says he's going to pound it straight. So he sounds like somebody that knows what he's talking about. I mean, I think he's got, you know, the hammer. He's going to bring out a toolbox of some sort.
All right. Well, I was going to say bring a TIG welder, but this is Stick It.
Stick It.
With Mr. Biggs. So let's see what we can do in the adhesive realm.
That's out of the boundary.
So the poles that these signs are on are generally hollow, square pipe. So here's what you do. Stop by your home store on your way out to the scene of the crime. Pick up some painter's sticks. You know, you just walk up to the paint guy and say, "Hello, good sir. How are you on this fine day? I require some painter's sticks with which to mix paint. Would you please allow me to take some free promotional painter's sticks so that I may mix the paint that I purchased at this very establishment, not yesterday afternoon?" And you got to really sell it because you didn't buy any paint yesterday. I'm saying that you're lying to the guy, right? You understand?
Well, don't they?
If he says, "I was here yesterday, I don't remember you buying any paint," you say, "Oh, it was on the other shift. I believe I spoke to..." And then you just kind of mumble a name that might sound familiar. "Oh, yeah, I was here yesterday when I was here. You were on a break. So I'm going to need some painter's sticks. Bring them to me now." He'll give you painter's sticks. They're free anyway. He doesn't really care.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering that if they would probably just grab a handful from underneath the counter and just hand them over, wouldn't they?
Take as many as you can because those are very handy. We'll cover that in another episode. So head on out to the scene of the crime with your ill-gotten painter's sticks and shove them into the post that's sticking out of the ground, which is embedded in a concrete footing, all right?
Okay.
You got to fill up the broken post coming out of the ground with painter's sticks. You're going to want to raise the sign back up and place it onto the painter's sticks so the painter's sticks serve as an internal splint in the broken pipe. You understand what I'm saying?
I do. I never would have thought that.
You take the stick like this and you kind of jam them in, and then you take the pipe and you jam it onto the sticks.
Now,
that is not a secure way to mount the sign. It is. Right now, it's being held up with some thin pieces of crap wood.
But even, you're saying, even for whatever time it takes to adhere the two parts of the post together, that it's even strong enough to do that for more than a second or two?
Well, as long as it's not a windy day and another drunk guy coming by hitting the sign, it'll be long enough for you to apply some adhesive to the break point. And hopefully long enough for that to cure. Which, by the way, you're going to want a specialized epoxy for this one. And there's not a lot that I would recommend. I do know that LePage makes a pretty good metal epoxy. But you're going to want to bring a grinder out and make sure that the break area of the metal is nice and clean and free of any oxidation or rust or anything. Because the epoxy has to get a good clean adhesion. And just smear that around the break point. And wrap some tape around the outside of the break to help hold it while it cures. In fact, you could use some reflective duct tape, which will have two benefits. It will hold the break in place while the epoxy cures, and it'll add extra visibility to the sign. And hopefully, Kevin doesn't hit the sign anymore.
All right.
I'm pretty sure that Kevin hit the sign himself. And what he's trying to do here is he's trying to say, "Oh, I'm just a good citizen. I'm going to go out there and fix it out of the goodness of my heart. I ain't buying it."
Well, just out of fairness, yeah. Kevin makes no mention of that in his email. So we have to take
him. Oh, come on, Roger. Don't be dumb. We have to listen to him. Who takes it upon themselves to go out and fix a sign that they had nothing to do with the breaking of? It does not happen. It doesn't happen.
All right. Well, let's let's skip that.
Stop
part.
Driving like a maniac. Slow down, especially around the curves.
Right. Right.
Okay. Wrap that reflective duct tape up and down the post in the headlights at 3 o'clock in the morning after the bars close. Those reflective strips of tape are going to shine in the reflected light of your headlights, which hopefully you remember to turn on because you're a horrible drunk driver.
All right. The,
and that's how you stick it.
Stick it.
Looking at LePage's metal epoxy and some reflective duct tape. And, of course, the paint stir sticks. And that's what you need to fix it.
Stick it.
Stick it. Stick
it. If you have any paint stir sticks left over, make sure you slip those in your back pocket. Take them home. Free stir sticks. Extras. All kinds of household uses. I used to use them to shim up the, I had a bum leg on an old dryer of mine that would rattle like crazy. I stuck a couple of painter sticks underneath there, fixed it up good. But you know what? That's not about glue. It's not about an adhesive or anything. So we're not going to talk about that.
Yeah, that one's, we're just going to talk about that.
Put that one aside.
Well,
I'm just saying painter's stir sticks are very useful. So keep them on hand. We'll use them again some other time.
And they're useful in ways that don't require any kind of glue or adhesive. So we'll talk about that on another different, yet to be created podcast.
I don't have time to do another one today.
Not
I
now. Mean, no. No.
I mean, I've got places to go, and right. I got things I got to do. Roger,
You got to plan that next get-together with Curtis, Mitch, and Wally.
Oh, no, that has already been planned, but, I mean, I've got to clean up things. I got to get the rental. I got to stop by, pick the rental up, bring it out here. We're getting one of them big inflatable bouncy houses. We're going to put that over in the back by the gazebo. It's going to be a good time.
You're gonna get a bouncy house for the get-together with you and Mitch and Wally and Curtis?
It's not just for us. There's other people coming, too. Everyone's welcome to use it, but, you know.
Well, all right. Sounds like a good time. I don't know if you remember my mom's ambrosia salad. I don't know if you remember.
I do. I do remember that. You promised me some of that, and you never did bring that bug.
Well, what I was going to say is, if you thought that would be something that the attendees of the party would enjoy.
Oh, Roger, I already told you. We've planned the party already. Refreshments are taken care of. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I appreciate the thought, though. That was nice. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe to the only podcast about glues and adhesives that's worth listening to. There are several others. They exist. They are not very good. I'll tell you that. I stand by that statement. Woo! They are damn near unlistenable, Roger.
Lots of podcasts are.
Stick it.
Hey, listen. We couldn't do this show unless some of you people decided to pony up a little bit and help us out over on Patreon, like Kevin Sanderson, Riel Pops McAfee, Donald Workmans, Steve Dave from the Homeowners Association, and Mac Jenderson, the voice of Stick It.
Stick It.
No, you stick it, Mac. You stick it. To help support the show, go on over to askmrbiggs.com/support.
Stick it.
But if you think some of the attendees would enjoy some ambrosia in addition to, you know, the refreshments and the whatever, just let me know and I'll drop some off. We'll have mom make up several Jell-O molds and we'll bring several over.
I don't know if this party is an ambrosia kind of party. It's bound to get a little blue.
Stick it.
Well, the bouncy house is an adult-themed bouncy house.
I didn't know.
Yeah. I'm hosting it. And I invited everybody, but it's not my call. You know, I'm you know, powerless in this situation. So let's just
let them know it's an option.
Join us next time for another episode of Stick It with Mr. Biggs.
Stick it.
Stick it.